These days, you're most likely to encounter Bob Marley in poster form or in a playlist of 70s classics. But a new novel puts the great dreadlocked singer in a more complex context. Here's author Rosecrans Baldwin with a review of A Brief History of Seven Killings.
If you're one of those kids with Bob Marley taped to your college dorm room wall, you should know the history. Bob Marley and the Wailers were once the lodestar of pop music. They hailed from Kingston, Jamaica, a city as vital to contemporary rock as Liverpool or Memphis. You should also know that Marley was the victim of an assassination attempt. The year was 1976. The streets boiled with political tension. This was just before an important election, and then a crew of gunmen barged into Marley's house and started shooting. Marley, like his music, would survive and flourish. Still, nothing much came to light about who shot him or why. Now the Jamaican novelist Marlon James has decided to fill that gap. In A Brief History of Seven Killings, he creates a fiction around Marley's life. It's half oral history, half political thriller. Be prepared. This is a busy book. Narrators include the would-be assassins, various gang bosses, agents from the CIA, there's the ghost of a politician, and an even more ghostly Bob Marley himself, referred to throughout the book as the singer. Basically, it's one life after another stuffed into a novel of about 600 pages that's told from over a dozen points of view over the course of 30-odd years. What makes the book even more ambitious is that James keeps it going. After the attack, Marley moves to London, and James pushes his story into Miami and Brooklyn. There, Jamaican drug runners start ruling the crack trade. He also follows a reporter who's trying to publish his version of the attack on Marley. Never mind a bunch of thugs with long memories, exiles living in anonymity, and a terrifying drug queenpin who chews up bad guys for breakfast. The book is impressively dizzying. Ultimately, though, it's a beautiful mess. The many narrators make the story too dispersed, and once the plot moves beyond Kingston, it strangely lacks tension, even though James tries to establish bigger stakes. But I still recommend you pick it up. It's a novel that makes you work. And so what? Sure, sometimes figuring out what the heck a character is talking about feels like a contest of wills, but when you finally do understand their thoughts and motives, you realize that's literature working. And that's a moment rare enough in any book, let alone one that's so much fun.
The book is A Brief History of Seven Killings by Marlon James. It was reviewed by Rosecrans Baldwin.